சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்
லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா கண்டின்யூஸ் வித் தி என்யூமரேஷன் ஆஃப் தி விபூதீஸ் ஆஃப் தி லார்ட். And we have seen up to verse number 32. And in the 33rd verse, Lord Krishna said, Aksharanam akaraha asmi. Akshara means the alphabetic letters. And we look upon all the alphabetic letters as sacred expression of Saraswati herself. Avarnam namarupena trivarnam pranavatmikam lipyatmana eka panchashad varnam vande Saraswati. I worship Saraswati Devi, who is in the form of the alphabetic letters. Lipi atmana eka panchashad varnam. So we look upon all the alphabetic letters as Goddess Saraswati herself. And even among the alphabetic letters, Lord Krishna says, the most sacred letter is A, letter A. And as I said in the last class, the letter A is supposed to be sacred because that is the basic letter which emerges from your mouth when you open the mouth without doing anything. To produce any other sound like E, U, A, etc., you have to do something with your mouth. To say E, you have to show your teeth. Say E without showing the teeth, nadakama parango, you will not be. To say U, you have to spout your mouth. So for all other letters, a particular effort is required, but effortless sound which you can produce by just opening the mouth is A. And therefore, according to the science of phonetics, akara is the basic sound, which is a flexible sound, which alone is modified into all other letters. Just as a pliable lump of clay is the basic cause out of which you can shape varieties of things, similarly, the letter A is like a plowable lump of clay which can be converted into E, U, A, etc. Therefore, akara is karana aksharam and all other letters are its products, modifications, karyam. And since the cause alone manifests in the form of all effects, just as clay alone manifests as all the products, according to Veda, the letter A alone manifests as all the other alphabetic letters, and therefore there is a Vedic statement, akaraha vai sarva vak. The letter A alone is in the form of all the alphabetic letters, and the alphabetic letters rearranged alone is all the dictionary words. Therefore, A multiplies into alphabetic letters. Alphabetic letters rearranged are all the words of the dictionary. Therefore, extending, you can say, A alone is every word. Therefore, Veda says, akaro vai sarva vak. All the words are nothing but the modification of the basic sound. And in our tradition, every alphabetic letter has got a presiding deity. Every alphabetic letter has got a presiding deity. And for the letter A, the Adhishthana Devata is Brahmaji, the creator. Am Brahmane Padmahastaya Lokadhipataye Hamsavahanaya Sangaya Sayudhaya Sashakti Parivaraya Umamaheshwaraya Namaha Am Brahmane Namaha. So the letter A is Brahmaji. In Mahanyasa Mantra, this occurs. And why do we have Brahmaji as the presiding deity? Because Brahma is the creator of all the objects of the world. The letter A is the cause of all the other alphabetic letters, and therefore A stands for Brahmaji. And therefore Krishna says, Aksharana Madhye, among all the alphabetic letters, I am letter A. Continuing, the next line says, Dvandvaha Samasikasyacha. So in Sanskrit grammar especially, we have a particular usage called samasaha. Samasaha means formation of compound words by joining simple words. So you take two simple words and join them together by adding a hyphen in between, then it becomes a compound word. And therefore it is called samasaha. Samyak asyate iti samasaha. So that which is properly and beautifully arranged is called samasaha. Of course, in English language also, and in other languages also, we have got simple compound words. But in Sanskrit grammar, it is a well-developed usage. And by forming these compound words, the advantage is you save some preposition. For example, suppose somebody says, I have brought puja materials. Puja is one word. Material is another word. You want to say, I have brought material for puja. Arjana, correct. I have brought material for puja. But you don't want to say the word for. You want to save some time and energy. Therefore, what do? Puja, you write. Put a small hyphen and write material. Puja material becomes a compound word. The syntactical connection between them is through the preposition for, you save the preposition for by adding hyphen. I went to Shiva temple. Shiva hyphen temple. Now what you really want to say is, I went to a temple in which Lord Shiva is there or worshipped. But you don't want to say so many words. Therefore, Shiva hyphen temple. I have brought Ganga water. Ganga is one word, water is another word. You want to say, I have brought water from Ganga. You swallow the preposition from by adding a hyphen. Are you attending Adayar classes? Adayar classes. You put a hyphen, the classes conducted in Adyar. So thus, we can form a compound word by joining two simple words and adding a hyphen in between. The hyphen indicates it is a compound word, and by forming that compound, you swallow prepositions, and by that you save time and energy. So recently they had Agra Summit. So Agra Summit means what? A summit in Agra. Then suppose I ask, do you know that Agra Summit episode? So Agra, hyphen summit, hyphen episode. An episode which took place during the summit in Agra. Idu ella ithara neelama ezhudrathukku badala Agra hyphen summit hyphen episode, it becomes what? A samasaha, a compound. Thus a compound can be formed by joining two words, by joining three words, and the advantage is you save preposition. Then how do you know what preposition is to be used? From the context you know. Ganga water shunna, water from Ganga. Puja material shunna, material from shulamato, material for puja. Adayar classes shunna, classes not for Adayar, not from Adayar, classes in. So, enda edathile, enda preposition fill up pannanam, we get to know from the context. I went to Shiva temple, Shiva mandir. You know, mandir in which Shiva is worshipped. I went to Vishnu mandir, North India, Prishulva. I went to Birla mandir. Enartham? A mandir in which Birla is installed? No. There you know a mandir which is built by Birla. So context you have to use. I have told you often. So when I say turmeric powder, powder of turmeric. Chili powder, powder of chili. Tooth powder, powder of teeth. No, powder for brushing the teeth. In Tamil, it is still interesting. Manjap podi. Podi of manjar. Coffee podi. Podi of coffee. Mukku podi. So, the snuff powder in Tamil is called mukku podi. In a podi of muka. No, podi for the muk. So thus, the resolution of a compound is one of the beautiful exercises we have in Sanskrit grammar. And this compound formation is very systematically done as a science. And we have got several such compounds. Four basic compounds are enumerated, and these four are later expanded into seven types of compound. Then these seven types of compounds are further expanded into 35 types of compounds. Thus we have got many compounds called samasaha. And this group of compounds is called samasikam. Samasikam means what? Samasanam samuhaha. The group of compounds, tatpurusha samasa, bahuvrehi samasa, karmadharaya samasa, dvigu samasaha, dvandva samasaha, avyajibhava samasaha. So when we were studying, we used to make fun, samosa, samosa, shalom. It's not samosa, it is samasaha. And in Sanskrit, we can form compound words which contains tens of words joined together. And in Sanskrit literature, like Kadambari, etc., a word will start in the beginning of a page and it will go on and on and on. And the word, not sentence, the word will end at the end of that page. So Kalidasa writes Shyamala Dandakam. So full of such beautiful compounds. Taraka Jalanika Chahara Valismera Charustana Bhoga Bharana Manmadhya Valli Valicheda Vichi Samullasa Sandarshitakara Saundarya Ratnakare. One word. Prolla Sadvalika Muktika Shrenika Chandrika Mandalodbhasi Lavanya Gandasthalanyasta Kasturika Patra Reka Samudbhuta Saurabhya Sambranda Bringangana Gita Sandri Bhavan Mandra Tandri Swari. Another word. So like that, Sanskrit can have innumerable compounds, and therefore Krishna doesn't want to leave it out. Therefore he says, among compounds, there is a particular type of compound called Dvandva Samasaha. I don't want to get into the details of what is Dvandva Samasa. It will become a grammar class. Therefore, I am leaving you from that pain. Dvandva is the name of a particular type of Samasa. And Krishna says, I am Dvandva compound among the compound. And then, Aham eva akshayaha kalaha. And I am the kala tattvam which puts an end to everything but which itself does not have an end. So therefore akshayaha kalaha means inexhaustible time. So everything else gets exhausted in time, but the time continues throughout. In fact, even during pralaya kalam, everything is resolved, but kala is there working potentially. And because of the continuity of kala alone, the next cycle of srishti is possible. So therefore Krishna says, I am the kala tattvam which is inexhaustible. Akshayaha kalaha and dhata aham. Dhata means karma phala dhata. So the one who gives appropriate result for appropriate action to the appropriate person at the appropriate time. So I have got a cosmic computer which cannot have any virus red hover. I know virus which will never be struck by any virus. A computer which has got in records all the karmas of all the jivas done during all the time. The karma of ant, plant, animals, birds, living beings, devas, asuras, everything I have got, and at the right time I give the karma phalam. And therefore, aham karma phala data asmi, the ordainer. And therefore only Vishvato Mukaha. My face is turned in all the 10 directions because I have to see who is doing what karma. Aar ennallan thirishaman pandra paakanum illayo. So therefore I observe all the karmas of all the people, register them and give the result at the appropriate time. Therefore Vishvato Mukaha. The face turned in all direction. Vishvatashchakshuruta vishvato mukho Vishvato hasta uta vishvatasvat sambahubhyam namati sampatatrairdhyava prithivi janayan devaye kastanme manashivasankalpamastu. So vishvatashchakshuhu vishvato mukaha, I see everywhere. Continuing, mrityu sarvaharashchaham udbhavashcha bhavishyatam kirti shrirvakchanarinam smritir medha dhriti hikshama aham sarvaharaha mrityuhu asmi. So I am the greatest robber, as it were, who will take away everything from a jiva. So a robber may take away some of the things, but Kala is one which snatches everything from us, because we can never carry anything with us at the time of death. There is a beautiful shloka, I forget. So you drop all your property at home, then all the relations come. In the Tamil irukkulla veedu varai uravu, adhuve maari Sanskrit la onnu irukku. Veedi varai manavi, kaadu varai pillai, kadasi varai yaro, adhuke oru Sanskrit equivalent irukku. So one by one you drop, and when you leave this body you cannot carry anything. What is that? What you carry is your own punyam and papam. Other than that, nothing can you carry. It is taken away by whom? Mrityuhu. Therefore mrityuhu yamadharma raja is called sarvaharaha, the one who takes away everything from you. That's why that they tell that story, that a person had a challenge, a competition it seems, because he had a lot of property, landed property. Therefore he called people who are interested in acquiring, and he said, it seems from morning 6 o'clock sunrise up to evening sunset you run, and whatever be the distance that you run, the whole land up to that distance will be yours. A particular width we have to understand, the whole land up to that. Who will leave that offer free? You have to only run. And therefore this person thought, I will acquire maximum, and started running, 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 covered lot of miles, and he was seeing the sun setting, and only 5-10 minutes more are there, and therefore he took all his energy and strength he mustered and ran. And at the time of sunset he had that extra energy, and then he ran and fell down and died. Now tell me, what happened to all the property that he had by running? Mrityuhu sarvaharaha. So whatever you acquire, Yamadharma Raja takes away at the time of death. And therefore Krishna says, I am that destroyer, samhara tattvam also. Udbhavascha bhavishyatam. And I am the Udbhavaha, the results or souls of all the future prosperity or future wealth. Because if you have to produce anything in future, they all must be there potentially. we can never generate anything if that provision is not there. And Krishna says, that provision is myself. Therefore, Udbhavaha means I am the source or womb of all the future prosperity. So, Bhavishyatam, Shankaracharya says, Bhavi Kalyananam, Aham Udbhavaha, Utpattisthanam. Then, Kirtihi Shrir Vakcha Narinam. Narinam means among various devatas. The female devatas are here referred to as Nari. And we have got devatas presiding over various things. As I said, we have got Lakshmi Devi presiding over wealth. We have got Saraswati Devi presiding over knowledge. We have got Parvati Devi presiding over Shakti. Thus we have got presiding deities called Adhishthana Devata. And not only we have got Adhishthana Devatas for these things, in fact, anything in the creation has got an Adhishthana Devata. Why we have like this? Because anything in the creation is governed by certain laws of creation. If you take the earth in general, earth is governed by so many laws. Because of that, those laws alone, Earth is going round its own axis and Earth is going round the sun also. That means what? Earth is governed by so many universal laws. Similarly, every organ of ours is governed by so many laws. Thunder, lightning, gravitation, anything you mention, anything within creation must be governed by inexorable laws of the Lord. And if those laws are functioning, it is only because of an intelligence principle governing those laws. Because any law can function perfectly only when there is a governing principle. And that is why whenever government introduces a law, an officer is required to take care of that. When there are traffic laws, you require traffic police. On the paper and book vechindirukana. Only then that law will be maintained. Any law can exist only if there is a law governing intelligence principle, and therefore any object in creation is governed by laws, and any law is governed by an intelligent principle, and adding these two together, we require an intelligent principle to preside over every object. Rendu step up poganam object lende object govern pandra law ku poganam and the law lende adha govern pandra intelligence ku poganam and joining these two together we say every object is governed by an adhishthana devata. So bhumi has got bhumi devata, jalam has got jala devata. I told every alphabetic letters letter has got its devata. Every organ in our body has a devata. And if you invent a new thing, radio invented, radio devata. Means what? Radio is functioning because of a certain set of laws. And the intelligence governing that is called devata. So every devata is an aspect of Ishvara or God only. So every devata is nothing but an aspect of, a facet of the Lord, the total intelligence. And therefore, we have got Devata for what? Kirtihi. Kirtihi means fame. Name and fame, we say. That fame also is governed by certain principle. And the deity presiding over the fame principle is called Kirti Devata. Similarly, Vak Devata. So, Vak Devi Vadanambuje Vasatume Trailokya Mata Shubha. Vak Devi is Vak Devata. Then Smritihi. Memory is another power or faculty which is governed by again another set of neurological laws. If some of the wires are not properly connected, memory gone. Amnesia. And the word marandu poidum. Amnesia is the problem of loss of memory. So when he went to the doctor saying, I have amnesia, the doctor said, first pay my fees. Thereafter I will treat because you will forget that. So memory power is a very important faculty which is again governed by the laws in the brain. Then Medha, intelligence principle. We don't know why some brains are very intelligent and we don't know why some brains are very close to clay. We do not know. So there are, again it is not accidents, there are laws governing that. And that Devata is called Medha Devata. And we have got in Veda prayers directed to each one. Medha Suktam, a special prayer for Medha Devi. Medha Devi Jushamana Naaga Ad Vishwati Bhadra Sumanasyamana Medham Maindro Dadhatu Medhan Devi Saraswati Maji Medham Maji Prajam Maji Yagnistejo Dadhatu Maji Medham. Medha Devi is very important, therefore Medha Devata. Then Dhritihi. Dhritihi means perseverance, fortitude. Will power is called Dhritihi. It is that faculty of a person by which a person continues the effort even if there is failure repeatedly. That capacity by which a person continues in spite of repeated failures. That capacity is called that resilience. Vira vira thirippiyum ezhundirundhu rubber ball madri. Yatha kanduka patena utpadati aryav patannapi tathatu anaryav patati mrutpinda patanam yatha. Suppose a wet clay is clay lump is dropped down. Clay lump. Enna samasam? Clay lump. Lump of clay. Clay lump. Shashti tatpurusha samasaha. So when clay lump falls, what happens? Angeyo okandudu. It will never get up. You have to push. Whereas when rubber ball falls, what is the samasa? Rubber ball? A ball made of rubber, not for the sake of rubber, made of rubber. We have so many compounds in English, we don't think that is all. So when rubber ball falls, what happens? Again it comes up. How forcibly it comes? As forcibly as it falls, it comes up. Similarly, we have two types of people. One, he fails, he renounces. Tyage naike. So this kind of sannyasa becomes problem sannyasa. There is another person, even if there is a failure, again he attempts, that capacity is called Dhritihi. And there also we have a devata called Dhriti Devata. And therefore Krishna says, Among all the devatas, Narina Madhye, Devatana Madhye, I am all these devatas, which are noble faculties of the mind. And okay, one of two, kadasi one, Kshama. Kshama is also another devata. Kshama means what? The word Kshama has several meanings. We can take it as patience, forbearance, the capacity to wait where you have to wait. When the red signal comes, they have written something. So recently they have introduced, relax. If we don't have that, what do? We'll be in the middle of the road. Tirihi, 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 tirihi. By the time green signal comes, we are already on the other side. Let the green signal varatame. So if we are behind a car, the moment green signal comes, padar hanamatiyachuki, all the cars. Okay, let the front car start, adukura ara second aham. No chama. Therefore, you watch yourself if you are driving at the traffic signal, you know whether you have kshama or not. That is also a faculty. Krishna says, I am kshama devata. Continuing. Brihat samatatha samnam. Gayatri chanda samaham masanam margashir shoham rutunam kusumakaraha. Samnam madhye, among all the sama mantras, that is the mantras of the Sama Veda. So Sama mantras, again a compound, mantra of Sama Veda. So there is one mantra known as Brihat Sama. So Brihat Sama is the proper name of a Sama mantra. It is supposed to be a very auspicious mantra. It starts with Auhoi Twam Iddhi Havamahe. So which is glorification of the Lord, and the Lord being great, and since this mantra is glorifying the great Lord, it is called Brihat Sama. It is not that the mantra is big. Mantra is relatively small only. 2 minutes, 3 minutes the Aham chan pandrathukku. Even though the mantra is smaller, mantra is glorifying the Lord, who is the infinite one, and therefore it is called Brihat Sama, Brihadishwara Stavana Sama. Brihadishwara temple, you have heard. Why called Brihadishwara? Huge one. So since this mantra glorifies the infinite Lord, it is called Brihat Sama, a very popular one among Samavedis. Therefore Krishna says, I am the Brihat Sama mantra. Then the next one, Gayatri Chandasamaham. So I am the Gayatri mantra among all the Veda mantras. The word Chandas has two meanings. One meaning is a Vedic meter is also called Chandas. A Vedic mantra is also called Chandas. So you know what is Vedic meter? Meter shunna, meter, centimeter, adi, adal arthukadengo. Meter means the law by which a line of poetry is governed. In poetry writing, there are rules that how many lines can be there in one verse, and in one line how many letters can be there. That arrangement of a poem is called a meter. In Sanskrit we have got hundreds of meter, anushtup meter, trishtup meter. In Sandhya Vandana itself we say Gayatri Ushnik Anushtup Brihati Pankti Trishtup Jagatyaschandamsi. So Gayatri Ushnik Anushtup Brihati, adu vaayiliye nuzhayadhu. Gayatri Ushnik Anushtup Brihati Pankti Trishtup Jagatyaschandamsi. Aryo thuttaromo donu kadapada kadapada. So in that meter list also Gayatri is enumerated first. So thus a Vedic meter is called Gayatri. A Vedic meter is called Chandas, or a Vedic mantra is also called Chandas. Both meanings can be taken, but for convenience I am taking the meaning Vedic mantra. So among the Vedic mantras I am Gayatri. The word Gayatri also has two meanings. One is a particular type of meter is called Gayatri meter. So what type of meter? A meter in which three lines are there, and in each line eight letters are there. So Ashtakshara Tripada Gayatri, moonu padamum, three lines and eight letters in each is called Gayatri meter. And also there is a second meaning. Gayatri refers to a particular mantra also. Gayatri mantra, which is very very popular. Today happens to be Gayatri Japam day for some people, in which they do Gayatri mantra avritti. And therefore Krishna says, among Vedic mantras I am Gayatri mantra. And why Gayatri Mahima is very elaborately said in scripture? There is a book itself, one entire book deals with only Gayatri Mahima. I just tell you a few, because Gayatri Japa and it is a popular mantra. The main glory of Gayatri is that it is supposed to be Veda Saraha. So Brahmaji wanted to take the essence of the Veda, not Veda, all the Vedas, because people don't have time to chant the whole Veda. And therefore what did Brahmaji do? So Tisra Evatu Vedebhyaha Padam Padamaduduhat Taditrichosya Gayatriyaha Parameshti Prajapatihi. Parameshti Prajapatihi Brahmaji took the main three Vedas. So three Vedas are considered to be the main ones because they are predominantly used in rituals. Atharvana Veda is not much used in rituals, and therefore they don't include the three Vedas. And what did Brahmaji do? He wanted to take out the Sara, because Vedas are voluminous. Therefore what did he do? He took a mixie and then put the Veda and grrrr paninar, and then the Veda was crushed and Rig Veda Sara came. And you know what is the Rig Veda Sara? Tatsa Vithur Varenyam. The first line of Gayatri is Rig Veda Sara. And then he took out the Yajur Veda and put in the mixie. And then crushed and took the essence. Yajur Veda Sara he got. What is that? Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Then he put Samaveda in the mixie. Mixie is nothing but tapas. he performed tapas for taking out the essence. And then he got dhiyo yonah prachodayat. Therefore this word says, tisrayevatu vedebhyaha padam padam aduduhatu. Aduduhatu means what? Brahmaji extracted one pada of Gayatri. Pada means what? A line from the three Vedas. And he got the mantra which is originally called Savitri Mantraha. It is called Savitri Mantraha because the presiding deity is Surya Bhagavan. And in Sanskrit, Suryaha is called Savita Devata. So that is why Visesa, Vitriyarishi, Vishwamitraha, Nidrit Gayatri Chandraha, Savita Devata. Since Savita, the sun, is the Devata, it is called Savitri Mantraha. And since this mantra is set in Gayatri meter, it is also known as Gayatri meter. From the standpoint of the meter, it is called Gayatri mantra. From the standpoint of the devata worshipped, it is called Savitri mantra. At the time of Upanayanam ceremony, the brahmachari prostrates in front of his father, guru, and he only says, Savitrim bho anubruhi. There Savitri means what? Gayatri mantra. And since Gayatri is the essence of the Veda, Gayatri is called Veda itself. And therefore when the father wants to initiate the boy into Veda, he teaches him Gayatri mantra, so that whenever he chants Gayatri, he has repeated the whole Veda. So if you are repeating Gayatri, you can say, daily I chant the entire Veda. Eppadi solli secret solladengo. I daily chant the entire Veda, you can say, because it is the essence. Ayatu varada devi aksharam brahma sammitam. Brahma sammitam means veda tulyam. Brahma na vedam nartam. Brahma sammitam shunna vedatuk equal is Gayatri. Therefore Gayatri parayanam is equal to not one veda parayanam, three veda parayanam. And by the chanting this Gayatri mantra, this person is protected from all the papas, and that's why it is called Gayatri Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. Gayantam means what? Whoever chant. Three means what? Not three. Sanskrit la three shunna Trayate, the protector. So Gayatri means that devata which serves like a kavacham to immunize the chanter from all the evils coming from outside. People solraala illayo drishti irukku swamiji indha or kan drishti ganapati solli parandirukapo. It is just spreading like wildfire. Ella adhila thonga vittiruka enna peru therumo kan drishti ganapati. So we are all worried that our life is affected by drishti. So all the time we are worried about the invisible evil forces like papa. For invisible negative forces, your protecting armor also must be invisible. And that invisible armor is generated by Gayatri. Then people ask, so how all the people are not allowed to chant Gayatri? If Gayatri is so great, then how come many are not allowed to chant? It is not like that. I have told you, I think, we have two types of Gayatri, Shrauta Gayatri and Smarta Gayatri. Shrauta Gayatri occurs in the Vedas, primary scriptures. Smarta Gayatri occurs in the Smriti, the secondary scriptures. Shrauta Gayatri can be chanted by anyone who has been initiated into the Upanayana ceremony. And if a person has not been initiated, male or female, he also can chant Gayatri, he or she also can chant Gayatri, but the prescribed Gayatri is Smartha Gayatri. Therefore, everybody has got one of these two Gayatris. Shrauta Gayatri is Tatsavitru Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyoyona Prachodaya. Ombur Bhuvasuvaha is not part of Gayatri. Gayatri begins from Tatsavitru Varenyam, but for the purpose of Japa, Ombur Bhuvasuvaha is added. So this is Shrauta Gayatri, and Smartha Gayatri is Yo Deva Savitasmakam Dhiyo Dharmadi Gocharaha Preraye Tasya Yad Bhargaha Tad Varenya Mupasmahe. Perhaps I will get it written on the board. Anybody can chant this. Sacred thread is not necessary at all, male or female. But Shrauta Gayatri, one has to go through the purificatory rite. This is the convention. And what is the essence of this Gayatri mantra? The meaning is very simple. Savituhu devasya tat varenyam bhargaha vayam dhimahi. Vayam dhimahi we are meditating upon. Tat varenyam bhargaha, that glorious effulgence. Bhargaha means effulgence, varenyam chuna glorious, sacred, better sacred. Of whom? Savituhu devasya, of sun god. So we are meditating upon the sacred effulgence of sun god. And why are we meditating and worshipping? What do we get out of it? Enna pannala andha kelvi varumallo. What will I get? Yaha naha dhiyaha prachodayat. Which effulgence activates our intelligence? Dhiyaha means what? Buddhi. So therefore, I worship the solar effulgence because it is supposed to activate my brain, medha shakti increases, memory power increases, and that is why for brahmacharis, the students, Gayatri was emphasized, because it gives every student, one is brahmachari or not, student means memory power. Illa adutha class la geetaya upanishada angrade sandeham vandudu. Adhila geetala 9th adhyayama 10th adhyayama na minimum nyabhasaktiya irukanum illaya. So therefore Gayatri activates buddhi shakti, and therefore Krishna says, I am Gayatri mantra. If a person does not chant the Gayatri, he loses all the advantages of being a Vaidika Purushaha. And it is said in tradition, without chanting Gayatri, whatever other mantras he chants, they all will not be that effective. On the other hand, if he chants Gayatri, then no other mantra is required at all. Thus Gayatri Mahima is said very much, it is elaborated in various Shastra Granthas. Therefore Krishna says, I am Gayatri. And there also, the Gayatri itself is divided into two. Tat Savitur Varenyam, surely you are reading it. Tat Savitur Vareniyam, surely Pirichi Sulradhan. If you split it and say Vareniyam, there will be 24 letters. If you join and say Tat Savitur Varenyam, it will have 23 letters. 24-lettered Gayatri is called Gayatri, 23-lettered Gayatri is called Nichrit Gayatri. And during Sandhya Vandanam, one is supposed to chant Nichrit Gayatri. That's why they say Savitri Arishi Vishwamitraha Nichrit Gayatri Chandaha Shana Varenyam Shalanam. So Japat Kallam Nichrit Gayatri, Homat Kallam Gayatri, those rules are said in the scriptures. Anyway, that's an aside. Then Masanam Margashirshoham. Among the 12 months of an year, I am Margashirsha month, the December, January, December 15 to January 15. Whether it is true for others or not, for Madras, that is the only month when the temperature is relatively tolerable. At all other times, we have only three hot, hotter, hottest. And that way, all the people come during that time only. Foreigners also visit. And we have also that music and all those things we keep at that time. So, Margashirsha month is supposed to be the sacred month. That's why so many religious rituals, activities are kept at that time. More we will see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaja Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.